And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and today we have a wonderful guest, a very nice gentleman that I've been privileged to talk to in the recent past, and who is a very knowledgeable gentleman with a great deal to share, John Lucas. John, welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Oh, good to be here.
Good. I have not told my audience much about you, so I would like you to introduce who you are, what you do, and how things are going. And yes, you all can call in today and talk to John and get some information as you see fit. John, please tell us about yourself.
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question. That's a very thick book about a long, long road.
All right. Give it the 25 words or less. No. Anyway, 140 characters.
Okay. I've been doing therapy work on people for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those years it was hands-on work with muscle testing and mm-hmm. balancing and deleting frequencies at certain levels and detoxifying,
mm-hmm.
and got rid of my own migraines and bursitis and prostate pain and allergies, and I could just go on and on,
mm-hmm.
The things I've dealt with and just got rid of. And now that I'm using the muscle testing and physics and beyond physics, I sit here right where I am or wherever I am and access anyone anywhere. They can be in Canada, or they can be in Europe, they can be across from me, and I can muscle test their frequencies and beyond frequencies,
uh-huh.
and delete these causes in their body and their being of various symptoms that they're dealing with,
uh-huh.
whether it's a back pain or an old injury or a viral frequency or something that just bothered them for years, or emotions,
uh-huh.
traumas, and I delete it. I can't even explain it to myself. I'm still even working on perfecting things even more, but I delete it in that person, that frequency, and they tell me immediately the results. And with this work, because it's physics and beyond physics, I am used to them telling me, wow, this is gone and that's gone.
Uh-huh.
Instantly or virtually instantly. And
okay.
I don't make any claims. I just delete the frequency,
uh-huh.
which I call the causes, and
uh-huh.
everything has a frequency, whether it's the telephone that you're holding or the
uh-huh.
chair
That's
you're
true.
Sitting on. Because if there were no frequency, your chair wouldn't exist and your phone wouldn't
right.
exist.
Right, exactly. I call it vibrations, but we're saying the same thing. We're just using
yeah.
different terms. Is that correct?
Yeah. Basically it is. It even goes beyond frequencies to realms where
mm-hmm.
things are caused and created.
Right.
And that's a whole other realm, whether it's imprints in your life,
right.
birth imprints, fields in the cosmos. There is so much that had never been discovered, and it seems to be I've been discovering things intensely for the
mm-hmm.
past 6 years, and since I've come to Santa Fe, it's just multiplied.
I understand. That's a pretty powerful energy source, a place where a lot of good vibes are, like in Sedona and a few other places. Actually, there's a place in Virginia near the Blue Ridge Mountains that is claimed to have some of these same or similar, shall we say, vibrations.
Now, is that Asheville?
No, that's in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm talking about Front Royal, Virginia.
Oh, for Virginia. Okay,
Virginia, yeah. Okay. Asheville is a different...
North Carolina, that's right.
That's right, yeah. I used to go to camp down there when I was a little girl. At the Catholic Archbishop's Summer Places, it was called. And it was very interesting. I just loved going there. It's absolutely gorgeous. But those are the Smoky Mountains, you see. Those are the...
Yeah.
Yeah, those are not the Blue Ridge Mountains. But what I was going to say is a couple of things. We had talked briefly the other day, and I didn't have much to by way of pain or anything like that. So I'm going to give you a test today to see if I can be free of pain.
So you have a pain today, huh?
Well, I had forgotten that I have a couple of issues. One is I have exercise-induced asthma, which prevents me from doing much of anything. I used to do yoga. I used to be very active, et cetera. But no matter what I do now, very quickly I become out of breath. And it is difficult for me. And the more I try, the harder I try, the worse I get. Till I can be heaving and gasping, okay? And this is not conducive to having a lot of happy fun in my life, as you can imagine. So is that possible? Is that something that can be dealt with?
Well, I would just sit here and, you know, muscle test the frequency causes, and there can be many. You've had this, did you say lifelong, or when did this
start? No, it began to show up a few years ago. We're going to suspect that I had the beginnings of it years and years ago when I was in grade school, when I had what it amounted to bronchial pneumonia. And that's the first time I realized there was difficulty in breathing. And when I was an adult and had a very, very, very bad bout of a flu. And that, I think, also triggered it because I was very sick. It also went into bronchial pneumonia.
I didn't interrupt you, but I'm sitting here, you know, checking you as you're talking, muscle testing these different things that you're saying. And it seems that the bronchial, what they call pneumonia, I don't get pneumonia, but I do get a frequency, that that was a or maybe the big cause. Now, if I were to delete this now, would you know right now? Could you tell right now?
Yeah, I could walk up and down the hallway and tell you in a minute or two whether or not it was gone.
Okay, let's see. And you had the bronchial pneumonia, so-called.
Well,
Then you had the flu.
Yeah, and I think that triggered it, too, because I remember being so out of breath that I had to crawl up the stairs on my hands and knees. And I couldn't breathe, and my family thought I was exaggerating and playing, but it wasn't true. It wasn't true. I wasn't playing.
Why don't you walk up and down the hall now and see if that's gone, better or gone?
I can do that. I've got an earphone. I can do that. In fact, I can go up and down the steps. How's that sound? And I would like our listeners to check in with themselves, because if you have an issue, okay, then this would be perfect for it.
Yeah, see, if you have something that you can tell immediately, if it's something long-term, I'd rather not even mess with it, because people can't hear that it is done now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm running up and down my flight of stairs. Now, by now I should be out of breath. Hold on. I am going up the stairs. I've gone up and down twice. Do you hear me out of breath?
I hear you a little bit.
Well, I just went up and down twice. Normally, I'd be panting. I'm not panting.
Well, that's great. Yeah, this is you know, I am amazed every time I work on people. It still amazes me, and I get goosebumps. And it just works, because we're dealing with frequencies where things are caused.
Yes.
And you may think that, you know, you fell and hurt your back or hit a whiplash, and that was a cause. Well, in a way, it was a cause, but the what was imprinted in you is what I call the cause, and I just delete that imprint.
Well, I'm going to have to say thank you. Hold that thought, because I think we got a beep. Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Hi, folks. Guess who this is?
Hi, who's this?
This is Maureen from Tacoma.
Hi, Maureen. How are
Hi.
You, love?
John, hey.
I'd like you to meet a very, very lovely friend of mine, Maureen McGill. She's out in Seattle, Washington. And welcome. She is a guest on my show and a dearly beloved friend at this point.
I worked on it,
Maureen. And I had the privilege of hearing you on another show here in the Contact Talk Radio, and I contacted you, I guess it was about a month ago, but I really like your work. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
So I already did some work on you.
You remember?
Yes, you did. So I wanted to tell you about what the result was. So what it was, I had tension in the right lower side, and that week it seemed to subside, but you know what? It came right back again. And I'm wondering if it's connected to, like, a heaviness or something that it could be deleted,
Maureen, did I work on you on the radio, or did I win a whole workup on you? A whole lifetime?
It was, we talked briefly over the phone. I called you after the radio.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I do a whole lifetime deletion of frequencies with people, because I'll do something and they might think it didn't work. Well, it did work, but there are other causes. And that's why I go in and I delete from, I mean, I go beyond conception and delete the causes of things. And you know,
able to actually contact with a different time element, like?
I'm sorry, but
When you say before conception, that's like a different time element?
John?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. This word goes beyond time, so.
I see.
You know, you're dealing in a time realm, and yes, things happen in time, but this also goes beyond time.
Okay, I understand. My
suggestion is call me and let me really, you know, do the whole lifetime deletion on you. Of everything from scar frequencies to candida frequencies to, you know, whiplashes, injuries, traumas that have happened. Vaccination frequencies, you know, mercury lead, and I do all that. When I do this whole workup, I delete all that stuff, and I have had all of that stuff. I had prostate pain that would bring a horse down.
Wow.
You know, that was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had migraines, allergies. Mm. I couldn't eat sugar. I couldn't eat chocolate. I couldn't drink coffee. I tell you right now, I have chocolate virtually every day. I have sugar, I think, every day. I have great coffee every day, and I have no problem because the frequency causes are deleted. And then I activated the healing process itself and, you know, gave the whole being that signal. And it's kind of complicated, yet it's simple. It's just getting rid of causes. So you don't have to live with things that, you know, the powers that be out there tell you you're going to have to live your lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. I hate it when I hear that. You know, I went through that.
I went through that. You know, I get back in the 70s, and, you know, at least I'm 30 years old, you know that now. I had bursitis, you know, so bad. My joints were clicking and popping. I was in pain. I went to a medical doctor, and he was really a nice guy. You know, he really wanted to help me. And he said, John, he said, some of us just get old a lot quicker than others.
I remember,
and you know, he didn't mean anything bad. I remember that moment so vividly, something in me clicked. And I said, wait a minute, to myself, there's something else. And I walked out. I don't think I ever went back again because my pathway changed that instant. I mean, it is so vivid.
Well, that's probably why you went through all those illnesses so early, don't you think? What do you think, Maureen?
Absolutely.
Because that was your wake-up call. That was the ding-dong. The Avon lady at the door saying, hello, there's a better way to do this. Without it, you wouldn't have been able to move ahead.
The Avon lady, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I guess.
Well,
thank you for your
insights. I appreciate that, and I look forward to hearing the other listeners and to continue this amazing deleting work.
Thank you,
darling. And truly, Maureen, I hope that, you know, you'll decide to let me, you know, do the whole lifetime stuff with you. I don't tell people they need it. I say, you know, here it is. If you want it for you, then you go for it.
What does it cost, if I can ask? Or is that a tacky question to ask?
Well, I'm not sure if it's tacky or not. it depends. I have different things that I do, but I do this foundation, lifetime deletion of the negative things and things that have happened, all those frequencies. I charge $320.
Okay.
And, you know, I have people, I work on them. I used to work on people 2 and 3 times a week. They would get their results. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had to see them more often, and they would come when nobody else could help them. But now, I tell you so many times, I do this, and they never call me for anything, or they might just call me for something minor, mm-hmm. or then they just need a minor follow-up, just a minor, mm-hmm. you know, little treat.
What we call tweaking.
I call it. Did I say that to you the other day? I just tweaked
I don't
it.
Know, but the word tweak came to mind. That's all I can tell you. Don't forget, I'm a little psychic upon occasion.
Yeah, that is the word. I mean, I have that written. That is written down in front of me on a sheet that I have of my services and stuff, just so I can remember, you know, stuff that I do. That I offer. But, you know, the prices on that's minimal, and so yeah. many people don't even, they don't want that because they say, oh, I'm fine now.
Mm-hmm.
And others may, if they had a deep injury in a joint or something where it needed some deep healing, mm-hmm. I would tweak them to delete acids that build up and little
that
frequencies
happens.
of adhesions mm-hmm. while it's healing. But and I tell you, what I have found, they tell me the results, even with even that little bit I have to do afterwards, they tell me, you know, that it's amazing. And I'm used to people. I want them to give results.
Of course. Well, without results, there's no reason for doing something, actually, is there?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a, I don't claim to be a doctor, but, you know, there are things out there I call comeback doctors.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, comeback physicians and comeback therapists, and they're
doing
their best. Most of them are doing their best, and I can do all of these therapy things. I did them for years. But this way, I'm not for the most part, a comeback person.
Well, that's the same thing I do with hypnosis and sort of Jin Shinjitsu. Once you've gone through it, you know, if you don't need me, that's perfectly great. But you're right. They don't come until the last instant. And you know what gets to me even more is after they use you as the person of last resort and they have gone around and around and around,
yeah.
Then they expect you to be like the magic witch and I keep telling him, I am not the good fairy, I do not have a wand, and I do not wrinkle my nose, and you are made well instantly. It doesn't work like that.
You know, Jones, I have had this same experience where, and then they may have this gone and that gone, this, and they'll say, yeah, but I have this.
But
no,
this
is not gone. And I said, well, you know, you tried this and this and this, and
yes.
isn't this better and that better? And what if we do have to do just a little more work with you? You
uh-huh.
have searched for years, but I have gotten the exact same thing from people.
Mm-hmm.
They expect a lot, and it is my opinion, yeah, now they get a lot. And
yeah.
I do want it to be where nobody ever has to have a one, you know,
yeah.
treatment, if you would.
Right.
But, you know, the results are phenomenal, and I mean, I'd even take people's birth charts and delete the negative aspect frequencies and transit frequencies, and that's the session in itself, and then I have another one where I input into
mm-hmm.
their chart all these different harmonies and make them even more potent and powerful,
mm-hmm.
and so... It's amazing what you can do with this.
Mm-hmm.
You can change, delete things in relationships that keep showing up, or in your house or your business.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when you can have a business or a home where you walk in and it always feels heavy, like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I did this in where I live. And when you walk in after I do this, you can be sitting there and you will feel it leave and it's gone. It
mm-hmm.
is deleted. And from that point on, when you walk in, it should feel fine. Like the old imprint of that property
mm-hmm.
is gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of agree with you on that one. Most people that walk into my home, for example, say they feel so comfortable, so at ease there. And when I have done my home, it's the second home I've had where people have said that, it was done... well, with the intent that no matter who walked in the door, they would feel at home there. It would not be foreign to them, and that this could be a place where they could leave their sorrows and their pain and their suffering and be at ease and at comfort, and it would be something that they could enjoy in life. And while they were here, they'd feel safe and comforted. And that, so far, I think, is what I have. You know, there are still things that I have to work on me, obviously. I'm a, as I say, as I think we all human beings are, we're a work in process, or work in progress, if you will. And so I am constantly working on myself and trying to improve who and what I am.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. All of a sudden, I just got very lightheaded. Why is that? That shouldn't be. I just got...
Well, that can happen after you get work done, and then if you're talking a lot at the same time. Have you eaten today?
Yes, I have. Not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a tendency also to be hypoglycemic, so you know, I'm aware of that. But you know, there are some issues I know I have, and some that are familial and so forth, and I know they are and so forth. But it's fascinating. Yes. Good afternoon. Welcome to Higher Dimensions. May I help you?
Hi, Phyllis.
Yes.
Hi, this is Pat from Connecticut. How are you?
Well, hello, Pat from Connecticut. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I wanted to just check in with you and tell your guests that I just discovered you very recently and have hopes to travel to D.C. to work with you. And I was wondering if your guest, does he do anything right now on the show?
That's all.
If you have a symptom of something happening right now, you can... Yeah, you know, right now that you had a result, then I will, you know, I will see what I can delete on that.
It's anxiety.
Are you having it right now?
Yeah.
And you know, here we go. Now that, you know, I try to deal with mainly physical things when people call in because that is so instant, and anxiety has a lot of links from stress to the adrenals to things that have happened in the past. From things from your conception to all a multitude of things, and that's when I delete these when I do a workup. Let me see if I can. Let's see if we can get a little help here. Let me just. Your name's Pat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's depression too, and I'm aware that I'm going to need to do a lot of work with Phyllis, and just thought maybe I could get a jump start till I can get down there.
Well, yeah. Let him see what he can do for you today, my love. Okay, and work on one thing at a time. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm checking. It's a cause. I don't get anxiety. I'm trying to find what it really is. Stress, depression, others. What's causing it is like is situations. I'm muscle testing. You know what's in you, and there's this. I'm not a psychic either. I'm checking a specific situation that has happened that's caused this. Like, was it, did you get divorced and that traumatized you or something?
Well, I've been through a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just going to do a blanket thing here and delete this. Okay, there. And that's done. So tell me if you feel better now.
I actually felt a little bit of a change in the stomach and above area.
Yeah, solar plexus, yeah. Yeah, things will leave there, and you can just feel like you're floating. Okay, I tell you what. Think about whatever issue came to your mind when I was talking to you and see if that is gone, like it's not a problem anymore. Better or not a problem.
One thing did come to mind, a current thing that happened, and all I can say is that that area of my body feels a little better as I think of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know that when I do this, you know, I recommend me doing a whole, you know, workup on you and clearing a lifetime of things. And you may find that this gets better. Like I said, I'm not a psychic. I'm muscle testing. I'm checking frequencies, and I'm actually deleting these causes. And let's see. I'll just do just a little more here.
Thank you.
Okay. See how you feel now. It's that quick.
Actually, my back feels like it's releasing a little bit, lower back.
Good.
Yeah, well, you may see a lot of things changing just from this. But, you know, if you got a lot and things keep other things come up and you want to, you know, delete back pains and candida frequencies, et cetera, you know.
Okay.
You can call me, but you feel better now.
I do. I appreciate this so much. And Phyllis, I'm glad to say hello to you and connect.
Well,
and I'll be in touch.
That's wonderful. Thank you for listening, Pat. You're a sweetheart. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay.
And go ahead. What
you're Phyllis, you know, even sometimes I'll do this over the radio, and still people don't get that I don't need to go where they are.
Right.
I just do my whole work from right here. It doesn't
right.
matter if they're in Japan or anywhere. It's
right.
all the same. And
I
don't move. I don't leave here. I don't travel anywhere. I just.
You're an armchair.
I am an armchair right now, as a matter of fact. That's right. And I have a cup of coffee next to me and a homemade chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, please, I'll be right over. My downfall are chocolate chip cookies, especially homemade cookies.
They made these this morning.
Oh, wow. They must be nice and soft. And, anyway.
That is. Okay.
My mother used to make the best chocolate chip cookies in the entire world. I can tell you that.
Oh.
And when I went away to camp or went to boarding school, she would send me care packages of homemade cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as they lasted, I was the most popular kid in school or at camp, you know. My bed or my room was the place to be until they were eaten.
Yeah, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about sugar, and I'm thinking I used to have candida systemic.
Right.
You know, men have it, women have it, animals have it, and I ached all over. I hurt. And as soon as I deleted the frequency, it all just stopped in a second.
Uh-huh.
And there are people out there who have that, and, you know, they have these so-called candida infections, women do, that are just unbelievably horrible.
Well, it can kill you if it's left unchecked, you know.
And they work on this for years, and I'm saying, well, you know, I don't make any claims,
right.
but you know, you could have me work with you, and I delete the frequency, and I'm betting you'll tell me that you don't have this anymore. I don't want to do this on the phone now because they'll call because they don't know until later, you know, that
right.
this is, you know, it's cleared. So I'd rather just do something where they can really tell,
like
the lady who had the anxiety pad just now. Or somebody who's got a low back pain they live with, you know, 10 days, 10 years, 40 years, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah, because I have had low back pain until fairly recently, and I've worked on myself in healing. And,
yeah.
and I know where my neck pain and my back pain come from. I was in a couple of car accidents, and I got tossed around. In fact, my brain was shifted in my skull. You know, and I couldn't see clearly, and since then I have a hard time with numbers, especially if I get distressed or stressed out. I can't see numbers clearly. I can't tell time properly.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It'll traumatize the brain and the tissue around the brain and the skull and the sutures and the spine and the nervous system. And I've had whiplashes. They are deleted. They do not exist anymore.
Right.
And I delete those frequencies in people. I just find all the things that's affected,
mm-hmm.
you know, delete that. And but, yeah, I know what whiplash pain is.
Oh,
and
yeah. It isn't fun. I can assure you.
I know what that confusion is that you get after traumas like that, too.
Absolutely, you know. I am wanting to talk to you more about you and how you came into this. I don't think this is exactly what you had planned to do as a life's work. Was it originally? Were you planning on doing something else? And what, life intervened, as they say?
It's been a road. My first major in college was vocal music.
Right.
And I intended to entertain, blah, on and on. And I studied music and theater and some commercial art, business management. I went from one thing to the other. But music was the big thing.
I'm going to put you on pause because I think we got a ding. Did we get a... Is somebody on the phone?
Hello, Phyllis. Yes, this is John.
Hi, John. How are you? Where are you from, dear?
I'm calling from Connecticut right now.
How wonderful. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was very intrigued by your guest here. And
one
thing I wanted to mention was if we could get some contact information. But you wanted a lower back pain problem.
You're offering it up?
I don't want one, John, but I've been there.
But he's offering.
Military, I had an accident where we rolled a Jeep, and this is many years back.
Ooh.
And then in Connecticut here, I've been working in the woods getting wood out, which has been pretty heavy, and I've been having upper back problems that were sometimes pretty sharp. And your work has really intrigued me there.
Wonderful. Well, John, why don't you take over? And
yeah,
if you, we will give you some contact information, but we were so busy in the other.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. He will provide you with contact information. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Yeah, just a minute here. Yeah, let's see, John. I was checking you as you were talking there. When you called, were you in pain?
Only in the lower back, not in the upper back, but the upper back.
Right, right. Prevalent. Okay, are you still in pain in the lower back?
Yes, it's a minor pain there, right?
Has it gotten better since we're talking?
I'm moving around in that, and it feels not as bad as it was. I still feel something in the lower spine, though.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, well, see how it is now.
Yeah, that does feel better. I can move around a little bit more and that and everything. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is the pain gone, John?
Yes, it is. I don't really notice any pain there.
Okay, well, I deleted, this is real quick stuff. We're doing a lot of deleted frequencies for adhesions and trauma and numerous other things. So the pain is gone. The upper back is, that's something else. But we don't want to deal with that now. You're not in pain anyway. And rather just deal with one thing with each person.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, you know, you can call me if you want some other stuff though. But it's gone, right? It's all gone?
I believe so, yeah.
Now you're having to look for
information.
Okay,
yeah, really,
let me get
it wood again.
Okay, can I give that out, Phyllis, now?
Sure, of course you may, anytime, go ahead.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Before you do that, I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate speaking with you. I love you both.
You're welcome, thanks. Okay, hopefully people have pens and papers and whatever.
Give them a few seconds to put it together.
Yeah, I'll give you three different things, a phone number, an email address, and a website. And my phone number is, I'm in Santa Fe, don't let an area code fool you, it's 325-829-3984. So it's 325-829-3984. My email address is, it's lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com, and I'll spell that. It's lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com. So lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com. And the website, which is still in a little bit of a process, but most of it's up, and it really looks great. I did a lady who has radio programs, and I deleted her migraine frequency. She hadn't had a migraine since. Deleted some stuff on her husband, and she said, I'm going to do a website for you. And she did this website, and she's fantastic. So the website is www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. It's that simple. Just www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And that's John is spelled J-O-H-N, of course.
Well, it could be J-O-N, short for John.
It could be. It could be,
not.
But some people get that, they get that confused, so.
Okay. All right,
so
thank
John
you.
So John was better. Well, that's great.
Isn't that wonderful? Fabulous. Yes, again, it's very much like I would say an onion, that one has to peel layer after layer because we don't usually become ill through one particular incident, although there can be a contributing factor like a car accident or falling down or what have you. But basically, it is over a period of time, and it's just like anything else, layer upon layer. And if you shred it all at once, it could also be, my feeling is for some people to have it taken all at once would be too traumatic. And the other, because you get used to it. And
once someone said to me, what would you do if you were completely healed? Because so many people have built up an ancillary or secondary or tertiary reason for being ill. It's a crutch. And if you take away their crutch, what are they going to do? And this is something that's very interesting. Some people are sick because there's a reason for them to be sick and not get well. I'm sorry. Go ahead. And this is just the medical field.
I worked with people like that for years, and my goal now in this work is to delete the layers when I'm doing this work so they don't have to go through that, and delete the trauma frequencies and delete the healing crisis frequencies so they don't go through that, so that they just experience feeling good. I've been through all the other parts.
Well, I understand, but I will have to say I have had one or two people say to me they don't want to be healed.
There are people who don't.
Yes, and they are very clear about it. They do not want to be healed because they would rather hold on to the idea of illness than be healed. And that's something that some people, if that's what they want, okay.
If that's what they want, they won't come to someone like you or me.
If they
come to me and I find this in people, I find this underlying, I don't want to be well, I need to be sick, I delete those frequencies.
I just let them be as they are until they decide they or make the decision to come to me.
If they do call me and that is underlying in there, then I tell them, I find this, I delete this, and I say, now do you feel like you want to be healed? And they will say, wow, I feel like it's possible now. When before, they wanted to be well in a way, but they still had this underlying, I don't think I can, or I don't think I deserve it. And I go in, I did this all myself, and I muscle check that. I delete that frequency in their being and beyond so that they are in a state to where, wow, now I want to be healed, I can be healed, and I believe it's going to happen. And I also believe that I am. So I make all these changes so that they really get their result. And they don't have to spend 40 years trying, like, I've been through the 40 years. you've been there 40 years, and we've been there so that other people don't have to go through all of that.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Because I have had people say, I don't want to get better because I'm on disability, for example.
If I get better, that
means I have to go to work, and I don't want to go to work. I want to stay helpless, and I want to stay, unable to take care of myself, because then people will have to jump and shout, so to speak, to take care of me. It's interesting, though, but when we talk about healing, we don't often think of underlying factors, and I do, because it never occurred to me that somebody would want to remain ill when they had the opportunity to get better. But it's true, and it's odd. But it's something that we all run into.
And it can be totally in the unconscious.
Exactly.
And I believe that. And, that overlaps into your conscious, but you don't know it's overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
So if we delete that, then it's just gone from the unconscious, subconscious, conscious, and you instantly change. Mm-hmm. Or you become free.
Yeah, empowered.
Freeing yourself
up to become.
Yeah.
A whole human being again, yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you become you again, or you become the you never were that was always hidden.
Mm-hmm. That's marvelous. Anyway, let's go back to you again, if we can, because you have contacted. But you were talking about the things that you went through to become. You were in music. You wanted to study in Nashville Country Western, Honky Tonk.
Nashville. And, there have been opportunities even, the past few years show up, and life is going this direction. Opportunities didn't even show up way back then. And I'm saying, now I can't because I'm doing this, and this is what I'm supposed to do. There's really no desire to do it now.
Ah, okay, there's a difference.
when you know what you're supposed to do, and you, yeah, I totally changed from what I was years ago.
Uh-huh.
I really, you know, to get on the stage and entertain would be fun, but it's not this force, it's not this driving inside to that now. It would just be fun.
Okay. Well, we can have fun. It's allowed.
We can have fun. I've done karaoke. Yeah.
You done?
I've done karaoke at some of the best karaoke places you can imagine. It's Nashville equipment, you know, and but there's, you know, if that happens, that's fun, but that's not a priority at all.
Well, that's marvelous, and
are
you going to say, well, what else are you hoping to plan, or where is your life leading you now, as well as in this direction? What are some of the other things that you have in your heart and mind to accomplish?
Well, you know, the seeing people well is the thing, and it's other things related to that. Whether it's, you know, I guess I'm going to write an e-book, and that may form into another book.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Right now, I'm just letting the world know, you know, that this is here, and, you know, they call me on, you know, individual basis. Although I have, somebody called me from out of state once, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Was at a conference, and everybody was sick. He said, well, you know, I'm sick, and you help me. I said, well, you help me to do this, and I deleted the frequencies. I found two bacteria frequencies, deleted it, and he said instantly, wow, I feel better. Well, he calls me back in about an hour. He says, look, all these people are sick. Can you decide to help all of them? I said, let me check. So I checked everybody at once. The whole group, over 100 people, had this same bacteria.
Of course.
It was in the building that they were in. I deleted it in the building. I deleted the frequency in them. He calls me back later. He says, John, everybody's better now. And then I told him what I had done. And he had already come to me to do a whole workup later. I knew him, you know. I'd worked a whole workup on him. That's how he knew me. And so that was my first experience of doing a lot of people. So really there's no limit, but that's not my job to do the world. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, isn't that fascinating to know where you can go with this and what you can do with it?
So that's in the works.
That's wonderful. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, and you're hoping to do an e-book. Now, remember, folks, you can call in. We're still looking for what kind of particular little thingies that we can do today that can alleviate people's pain. Feel free to call in. We've had a couple.
I don't want to interrupt you. I keep talking here.
That's okay.
Another, you know, low back pain, or, you know, although I do not make any claims, somebody might want to call who has a raging cold sore that's fiery and burning and hurting. And I would treat that. I would just delete frequencies, and they can tell me what happens. I don't make any claims, but just whatever shows up that they have a symptom with right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have had it 60 years. They may have had it 6 days. It doesn't matter.
I find,
you know,
healing to me is one of the most fascinating. I started by going to a nursing school at Georgetown, for example. But when I got there, I found out that they were practicing medicine, not actually doing medicine. Does that make sense to you? They were working on it.
It made sense to me, yeah.
And no, you know, and that's why they call it the practice of medicine, and you can be in there for years and you're still practicing. And I found it very, very fascinating for so many reasons, because, you know, I had the idea, and it must be from a past lifetime, I'm sure it is, that when somebody was healed, they were healed, thank you very much, that was the end of the story, go home, goodbye.
Yeah.
Not true. And that, yet it should be true, shouldn't it?
In my opinion, it should be, yeah.
Yes, and that is, and I believe I had that from a lifetime before when I worked with someone, a being, a wonderful being, and noticed that that's what it was. And it also, I think, is in a cellular memory. Because it seems to be such a common thought among so many people that once you're healed, you're healed. That's all she wrote, Dear John. And it's not true in our medical field these days.
But go ahead with what you were. Have you had any real visions of what you see coming for you as far as the healing area, or do you get introduced to this a step at a time, that type of thing?
Well, the steps, but the steps are huge. Every day it just seems to get more powerful because of what I'm doing on myself. And I'm doing things on myself. I'm never doing anyone else, because much of it I'm discovering is to make the work I'm doing just so powerful it's all done in seconds. And it also helps me, of course, you know, with, you know, working on people to get, you know, to get, you know, them to be happy instantly with everything. Even something that came to mind a while ago. I did this on a radio host one time. I don't want to do any right now. But I delete the frequency of broken hearts. You know, heart traumas, deep emotions stored in the heart. And, I did this all myself, and it just, poof, it just instant deletion. And, you know, if somebody wants to call with that and they're in like some severe pain like that, you know, that would be okay. But you can do that and not have to live with a broken heart, whether you lost your little puppy or, you know, somebody died or you lost your husband or your wife or something. And you instantly feel this release, and it's more of a release, it's a deletion.
Yeah, you know, some research has indicated that respiratory issues are linked with sorrow.
Right.
When we sorrow, we shallow breathe, so to speak. And that's what has been discovered in that field. And I find that very interesting, the connection there between the shallow breathing and sorrow and a desire to not live any longer is really a form of death wish.
Yeah, you know, grief in Chinese medicine, they'll tell you, grief is stored in the lungs, the colon and the lungs.
Yes.
And so your lungs, you just feel like you have this oppression, you even all your life from something that's happened. And that, I'm getting a real rush here when I talk about this.
Good.
You delete that frequency and that cause, and instantaneously, I expect when I do that they're just free of this thing laying on their chest that's been, you know, maybe days, but maybe years. That will affect, you know, the functioning here in the way you breathe. And well, when it's gone, tell me they can breathe again. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I'm a big believer of that, a proponent of it. We are coming fast up on our time. So if there are others who would like to call in, this time has gone so fast, has it not?
Yeah, that's gone fast. Seems like 20 or 30 minutes, it seems like. I think it's been longer.
It's been almost an hour long. And the thing is, time passes when you're having fun, and this is fun. I'm going to ask you again right now to give contact information to people so that they know how to reach you.
Okay, we'll give them three things again. First, I'll give the phone number, and it's 325-829-3984. It's not a New Mexico area code, but I am in New Mexico. So it's 325-829-3984. And my email address is lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com, and I'll spell that. It's LucasLucAdams. @hotmail.com. And my website is www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. It's that simple.
Okay.
And John is spelled J-O-H-N.
Okay. Thank you. At any rate,
website.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely website.
The lady who did it, I highly recommend her.
Okay. That would
be somebody's
wonderful.
If somebody's looking for a website and they want to call me, I'll tell them, I'll give them her you know, and her name and her program and everything.
Are you giving her a plug on my show, sir?
I am giving this wonderful person a plug. She just, you know, the woman's got a huge heart.
Thank you. That's
the kind of people I like to do things for.
Well, you have a huge heart also, sir. You really do. And you're a very wonderful person. I'm so delighted. Maybe you'd be able to come back on sometime. I'd love to have you again and talk to you about that if we can in the not-too-distant future. I love having people back on because it gives an opportunity to learn and talk and follow up, hope. And people can call back in and let us know what has occurred and if they have received any release from their symptoms and if so forth and so on. And to me, this is something that is very good. And, you know, I let people know that they can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. Of course, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I do give readings. I do hypnosis over the phone. And I'd love to talk to anyone who would like to get in touch with me, and you can reach me through BBS Radio. Well, now we've done the commercials. And
yeah. And you just told me something I didn't know. I didn't know you did hypnosis over the phone. That's great.
Yeah. And I'm fairly good at it, too. And it works with people. If somebody has some serious issues, though, I don't do that. It depends on what it is, because in case of emotional need, I want to be there to be Johnny on the spot. And that's only appropriate when you're dealing with heavy emotions, as can happen when you're going through hypnosis. At any rate, you know, let's get back to you, my dear. I thank you so much for coming on the show. You've been an absolute delight. And is there anything else that we can glean from you before we say goodbye? Because anything that you wanted to get across? Oh, wow, I'm getting a real heady sense. I mean, I just got really lightheaded right now. I'm sorry.
Probably going to want some food, I'm guessing. That's just a guess. I can't say for sure, but yeah, you got worked on some, and then you've been talking a lot. And sometimes if you get worked on, you just want to relax or just walk in the park or the woods or something. And I have had the same experience after I worked on myself and
really?
I've done major on myself. And then I get on the radio and I'm talking intensely. I will get the same thing happen. And the body's just processing some things.
Well, you know, processing is a good thing. I would let our listeners know that if you were worked on today, he is giving you advice that you should perhaps eat or that you should perhaps relax and rest and take it easy, because when you're worked on, sometimes it goes through multiple layers. It goes through several dimensions, if I am not mistaken. Is that correct? We're working on
several
levels.
Yeah, at least several, yeah. And drinking, and it's always a good advice to drink. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say 4 to 5 of these little 16-ounce bottles of water every day anyway.
Oh, well, that's good for your kidneys to begin with. So what else is new? You know, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and especially after you've been worked on, it's good because your body's going to flush off, in my opinion, some things. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I hear that across the board from many, many healers. Edgar Cayce mentioned to do that as well, you know.
That's right.
And and that's what he had to have as soon as he came out of his channeling trances. They had to feed him something to get his blood sugar up, I'm guessing, and that move forward. And so at any rate, we are delighted that you were able to make it today, sir. Again, I'm going to ask any other information that you can pass along before I get the heave-ho sign from my producer here.
Information. Well, you know, people can call me if they want some real work done, and I'm not sure what else to pass on unless you have a specific question about something. I've talked about myself so much. I don't talk about myself too much.
Well, I like talking about it because that's how we learn, and that's how we get to know you.
Yeah, except I can say, you know, the things that have been deleted in me have deleted pesticide poisoning, candida fungus, mold, chemtrails, deleted the frequencies for migraines, backaches, microbes, virus. Yeah, you name it. I have done so much on me that is possible in deleting with anybody on the face of the earth or your pet, you know, your pet parakeet or your puppy. I've worked on animals, and, you know, they just, like, turn around. They're like, little, you know, old cats are like kittens again. And it's, you know, people sometimes don't think about that.
Because I have received a phone call from a dear friend of mine who was in tears yesterday. Her, quote-unquote, grandchildren are two old cats that her daughter has, and they are very ill. They're like 15 years old or something like that, or the doggies are 15. And that said, the end is not that far away. So I may, if with your permission, mention your name, and maybe you can help her. I do not know. But
I just delete all the things. And cats are simpler animals than people, and I would just do this whole workup that I do with them and delete you know, that's in my, on my website too, about pets and animals. I do a whole comprehensive treatment. And I also put something around them, and I do this on people on a certain treatment that I call a harmonic cube. And it continually balances and energizes. And I tell you, when I do this over and over, people tell me my pet is like, they're like a puppy or a kitten again. And I don't want to make a claim. I just, that's the response people tell me. And, you know, animals can't talk to us except through this kind of testing, you know, as far as what I do. And other ways, I don't know, but this is the way I do it.
Well, thank you very, very much, John. I hope that we will be in touch. Please, I'm going to ask you to keep in touch with me because I think you're a very wonderful person. And I would love to have you on again if you would be willing. And wish the very, very best for you, and I will refer people to you. Thank you so much.
Great.
And thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for being on the show. I admire your bravery in coming on and opening yourself up to discuss things with us. We do admire you and thank you. And for those of you who have felt healed, there are blessings upon us, and we appreciate that. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week. I am going to have on Marie Johnson and Larry Flaxman with the 1111, the numbers phenomenon, the powers of numbers. And it is absolutely going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. And God bless you all, and thank you for listening. From us here at BBS Radio, I'm Phyllis Pricer, the hostess of Higher Dimensions. Thank you, and goodbye.